This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, you know, as inflation continues to be a major factor, also, it seems to have gone up over the last year, according to one particular metric the federal government looks at. But nevertheless, consumers have to deal with it, right? And they're trying to find ways of finding better deals. They're buying used cars instead of new cars. And in some cases, just not buying other stuff. And it seems to me, folks, that's not the kind of, that's not how you define, well, the economy's going well, everybody's being prosperous, and people are out there living the American dream, when every day seems to be a real struggle just to be able to make ends meet, because you and me and so many of our, so many of us, obviously, we have a kitchen table budget, and we can't simply up our borrowing limit in order to make ends meet. Well, folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you as we race into this Monday edition of the show. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program. We're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, especially if you have a question or comment for our guest, Frank Salvato, from undergroundusa.com, and, of course, author of the book Nullification. And in the meantime, you can head over to my website if you so desire, and you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send us a direct message. You can get a message to Frank or a question for Frank that way as well. All right, without further ado, let's bring in Frank Salvato, as I said, from UndergroundUSA.com and the author of the book Nullification. Happy Monday, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
All right, well, it's another great week of broadcasting, a lot of stuff happening. And, Frank, first and foremost this morning, you know, because I want to ask you about what's going on, obviously, in the with the South Carolina primary and the Nikki Haley campaign and all that. But first off, let's talk briefly here about this Venezuelan migrant, right, who is suspected of murdering the nursing student at the University of Georgia. But he was arrested in New York City 5 months ago for, quote, endangering a child. I mean, this isn't just dropping the ball. This is, you know, a complete total travesty here.
Yeah, it's dropping the ball twice.
Yeah.
He wasn't supposed to be here in the first place, so if the Biden administration had secured the southern border, as Secretary Mayorkas claimed they had done repeatedly to Congress and others, he wouldn't have been here. But then the second drop of the ball is the state of New York and New York City. If they were actually prosecuting people who committed crimes and making them pay penalties for their bad behavior, this woman would still be alive.
Very true.
You know, if we're supposed to be a nation of laws and not a nation of men, and that's been turned on its head, then the rule of law would prevail, and that means when someone breaks the law, there is a penalty to be paid by the person who broke the law. And in a lot of these blue states, especially blue urban areas, they're not exacting penalties for people who do bad things, including murder and aggravated assault and robbery. Why would anybody want to live there?
Right. Good question. Good question indeed. And, of course, obviously this huge factor here of the fact that he was able to come across the border, the fact that he was caught, you know, doing something else, and then, you know, just lives to fight another day, and then this terrible tragedy happens. This is on the Biden administration. This is on those people. And,
oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely. And think about this. If he would have had to post bail, he he probably wouldn't have been able to reach it, and he would have been incarcerated in New York. So it's not even that they're not prosecuting these people. They're not even asking for bail for violent crimes.
Exactly. Exactly right. And this is an outrage. And you know, because now we've got a life cut short. And meanwhile, you've got the Democrat Party elite, the far left, hiding behind whatever it is justifications they have for this open, porous border. And it seems to me that, you know, if anything, this needs to become a rallying cry. I mean, this could be any one of us, right? Of people who are just going about their daily lives, and suddenly this terrible thing happens.
It should become a rallying cry, and the people who are outraged should be extremely vocal about it, especially with their elected officials, but also with the people that don't represent them. They should be flooding the White House with not only telephone calls, but hard letters and emails saying the blood of this girl is on your hands. You've had the power all the time to secure the border because Trump did it already.
Right.
And you've been playing politics with it. So you want to flood the country with illegals because you think you're going to be able to get them on the voter rolls? You're putting politics ahead of the lives of people who are going to school to become nurses?
Indeed.
And this is the game that you're playing? When it comes down to death, the politics must stop. But I don't think the Biden administration is going to hear it. I don't think Democrats hear it. They've become the party of so what? So what? Somebody died. So what? We're going to do this. There's consequences for this, Mr. Democrat. Yeah, so what?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we understand that this individual had been in El Paso back in September 2022, but he was released out of the detention center because they didn't have enough space anymore. So I guess they didn't send him back. They sent him out into the open in the United States.
I'll tell you, Kyle, the people who made the decisions to let this animal back out on the streets, they should be prosecuted for this girl's murder. At least as accomplices in aiding and abetting. Yeah, accessories to murder.
Yeah. Indeed. Indeed. Well, it's going to take something like that for people to figure out that are making these decisions that there are repercussions. And it matters what they say and what they do. All right, Frank, stick right there. We're going to come right back, everybody. Much more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and the author of the book, Nullification. Stay right there, everybody. We are coming right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
So President Biden last week announced that they were going to be putting at least another 500 new sanctions on Russia. And my question is, well, why didn't they do these other sanctions like before? I thought we were trying to stop the spread of Vladimir Putin, going across Europe and running amok and so forth. But there were all these other sanctions that we didn't do yet. It seems, again, let's if that's possible, let's get our act together on that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're talking with Frank Salvato this morning, of course, from undergroundusa.com and author of the book Nullification. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Well, you know, we've got the South Carolina primary now in the rearview mirror. Trump won it. The way Donald Trump might put it, he won it by a lot. He won it by a lot. It was about 59.8% to 39.5% over Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley, though, is vowing to stay in this race, although now she's lost the financial backing of the Koch brothers, which is pretty significant.
Oh, yeah. I mean, granted, they were libertarian-leaning and not of the bulk of her big money that's coming in, because the bulk of her big money that's coming in are from very far-left benefactors, Silicon Valley benefactors. When you look at her campaign finance reports, you're seeing some very disturbing players like the Annabella Group. These are people who backed Barack Obama, who backed Joe Biden, who backed Hillary Clinton. That this is their money machine. It's the George Soros pitches into these people. So she's taking money from the very far left in order to run her campaign. It was kind of weird to see the Koch brothers intermingled with them to begin with. But I suspect that the Koch brothers aren't the only big money group that are going to be leading her campaign. You can't lose your home state by 20 points and change and continue to say that you've still got this fantastic chance to win. And big money benefactors are more concerned with return on investment than they are with, with putting up appearances.
Right.
So I think Nikki Haley's days of the big money, I've got so much, the spigot might be starting to turn off. That said, we've got to start asking the question here on the right, what is she trying to prove? She can't win. She won't win. And the longer she stays in, the longer she's ticking, the bigger and the more expansively she's ticking off Donald Trump. So she's not going to be vice president. She's not going to get a cabinet post in his administration. He really doesn't like her now. So what is her modus operandi? What's her end game?
Good question. It seems to me, too, that voters like to have a clear choice on things. You know, and the clear choice right here against Joe Biden is Donald Trump, because you can't have, in other words, the Nikki Haley, the support that you're describing here and so forth, it just kind of muddies up the waters. And people feel like, well, wait a minute, what I want is a clean break from what's happening with Joe Biden on the far left. We don't want to have it be, as I think you mentioned, like intermingled, basically. And that's just not a clear choice. I mean, go back to Reagan and Carter, that kind of thing. People want that kind of change at this point.
Well, and this is a byproduct of starting the silly season way, 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 way too early.
Yeah.
You know, it was, okay, we just had our general election, and Donald Trump did not care for the outcome. He made that abundantly clear. And he said, okay, I'm running again. And yeah. And pretty much announced, you know, just months after he left office. That's typically not the time span that we do presidential campaigns. It's been going on forever. So the primaries at this point, Republican voters have fatigue, and the people who are saying, well, I might consider somebody else, they're starting to get fatigue on this because it's a foregone conclusion now. Trump's base never left him, and that means without those voters switching camps and going for another Republican primary candidate, there's not even a chance that a Republican would win against Joe Biden, even as inept as he is. So it must be Trump versus Biden, whether the never-Trumpers like it or not. And at this point, if you're a never-Trumper or you're someone who's supporting Nikki Haley, you got to ask yourself why you want to hurt the country the way you're going to.
I think that's well said, because there is a crossroads here. And you're right. Some people, they just don't want to vote for Donald Trump for whatever reason. You know, they don't like him. They don't like his personality. They didn't like mean tweets. Whatever that is. But right now, I mean, this is for all the marbles. I can't imagine what another 4 years under the Joe Biden administration, who's ever coming up with these policies, you know, somewhere else in the White House, you know, driving us down this road to what really amounts to total destruction. And I'm not trying to be fantastical about that, but we can't do this anymore with the immigration and with the precipice of World War III every single day. I mean, this, we can't do it.
Good, Kyle. You're not being fantastic about this at all.
Good.
You're being very straightforward.
Yeah.
The Biden administration has been the most damaging administration to the United States in the history of the country. We have record deficits. We have wide open borders where, as we said in the first segment, people are getting killed by these people, and no one's holding them to account. We are a breath away from global conflict. We're also a breath away from conflict with a nuclear superpower that has a million-man army on standby, and it can go at any moment. And they've got us in the crosshairs and are economically beating our butts all over the board.
Yep.
You know, so you start, and not to mention the divide that has been created in the American people with the ridiculous ideological stances that this administration has taken. So it must be Trump versus Biden, and Trump must win. So, if you're one of those 13% that really thinks Joe Biden's doing a great job, you know, I guess you're drinking the same Kool-Aid that Rob Reiner is. Read some of his tweets. But if you're saying that you're going to vote because of someone's personality, after you have this set of policies from Donald Trump that made the country vivacious, thrive, and made the economy good for everyone, not to mention the border was secured and we were not 1 second to midnight on the nuclear clock, and another set of policies where everybody is hurting, can't afford groceries, and we're wondering whether we're going to go to world war, and you're still picking the guy who brought us to the world war, you got to ask yourself, what's wrong with you?
Well, I think a lot of people are asking what's wrong with Gavin Newsom, because he keeps saying now, or he was saying on the Sunday show, Meet the Press, he says, watching Joe Biden has been a masterclass. His administration has been a masterclass. I guess a masterclass in destruction, but other than that, and he also said his age is now an asset.
Yeah, a master's class at Clown College.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And somehow it's an asset now, but they're trying to turn the Titanic around at this point. I mean, they really do think they can do it.
They're trying to capture the narrative, and that's all they care about. They don't care about the truth. They don't care that they're gaslighting the American people. They don't care that they're misleading the American people. They don't care that they're lying to the American people. It's about capturing the narrative to create an alter reality that everybody has to eat. And Gavin Newsom is an idiot. And quite frankly, people who vote for him in California, they've got to have their heads examined. They've got to look at the deficit. They have to look at the way their society is run. Take a trip through San Francisco and see what happened to the city where he came from. That's not good government. He's an egotist. He's a megalomaniac who believes his own grandiose illusion. So he gets on a Sunday talk show, I'm turning on something else. He's a waste of time. But he really thinks that somewhere, someday, a little bit further down the line, he might have a shot at the White House.
Oh, yeah. Mr.
President Hairpiece or whatever it is.
Oh, yeah. And he thinks, I'm going to be a good boy right now, and I'm going to go out and say Biden's a great guy, and it's all about his record and all this other stuff. Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, stay right there, Frank. We're going to come right back. A lot more with Frank Silvato, everybody. We'll take your telephone calls as well. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back on this Monday edition. And, well, we're having fun, too. Stay right there.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update.
I want to congratulate Donald Trump on his victory.
I was just informed that we got double the number of votes that has ever been received in the great state of South Carolina.
Donald Trump is racking up the delegates after a big win in South Carolina. He beats former Governor Nikki Haley in her home state, getting approximately 60% of the vote to Haley's 40%.
I know 40% is not 50%, but I also know 40% is not some tiny group.
The race called almost immediately after the polls closed at 7 p.m. Eastern.
This was a little sooner than we anticipated. It was an even bigger win than we anticipated.
Trump securing all 29 winner-take-all delegates. Next up is Michigan's primary on Tuesday, and then the following week on March 5th is Super Tuesday. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Monday edition, and it is flying by, no doubt about that. And we're glad that you're there. We're glad to be here. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website, KyleWarrenShow.com, if you'd like to send us a direct message. And once again, we want to give a shout-out to Lucy, listening on 930, AM 930, The Answer. And she had contacted us just a little while ago, not all that long ago. She had been in the hospital for quite some time and said that she really enjoyed listening to the program. The nurses there as well, they were all listening to the program. She sent us such a great message that she's home now 4 days early, allowed to leave the hospital 4 days early. And she says, I think with the help of your happy program. Well, we appreciate that so much, Lucy. We really, really do. We are glad that you're feeling better. And she says that she's got a couple of neighbors who are listening to the program and as well. And we appreciate that. And we're just glad that you're home and that you're feeling better and that things are really looking up. And thank you for describing it as a happy program, because that's we are trying to be happy. We are having a great time, and we do have a lot of fun as well. So, Lucy, by the way, we're going to play some Stevie Nicks this week on the show in honor of you and getting better as well. So hang in there, and we're glad again of this great news. Well, Frank Salvato, of course, undergroundusa.com and author of the book Nullification, is with us again. Good morning again, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
You know, it really is very cool when we hear some of the impact that the program has for people out there, and it just really it does my heart good, and I know you're really happy to hear about this kind of stuff too. So that's why I wanted to let you know.
Well, it's encouraging always to hear that somebody likes your product. I'm not sure all the stuff we talk about is happy.
Well, yeah, but we have a happy attitude, you know. But this stuff doesn't get us down. And see, that's the thing, you know.
It's 2 minutes to midnight at the nuclear clock, but hey, man.
That's right. Well, but that's because we know that there are answers, you know. And we know what needs to change, and we know what policies need to be adopted, and it's just madness to keep watching what the Biden administration, the far left, and whatever committee behind the scenes or whatever, because more and more people, and this is why I think, Frank, that we keep seeing this push. That, no, Biden's old and wise, he is the wise one, and we're lucky to have him, because they're trying to deflect this thing of he doesn't know which direction to go when the speech is over, that kind of stuff.
No, they're also setting him up to be the fall guy for a Congress that did nothing but move ideological agenda forward.
Right.
You know, if they could say, well, you know, look at all the things that he did were bad. You know, a president can do so much. But it takes a willing Congress, at least one house of the Congress, and preferably the Senate, to aid the stupidity of the Biden administration White House. Chuck Schumer is not blameless in this. You know, he has facilitated some of the worst legislation that has hit Biden's desk, and he hasn't applied pressure, congressional pressure, onto the president to stop moving an ideological agenda forward and at least do something that Democrats can hang their hat on in November. Because right now they've got nothing.
Well, that's
nothing.
Right. That's right.
That's why they're trotting out Gavin Newsom to say that Biden's old and wise.
Right.
I mean, wow. On the Lio meter, that one just pinged and broke it.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's also trying to loud the idea that they passed all this legislation, they've got the CHIPS Act, the Inflation Reduction Act, and, you know, this stuff that doesn't do anything, I mean, that sounds like the Clean Water Act or something. Last time I checked, inflation wasn't having any reduction in the grand sense. And then they talk about jobs, but at the same time, we've got companies all over the place, and they're cutting back, you know, big time on things. So I just don't know that it's a rosy thing that there people like Newsom are trying to tell us.
They can count all the titles of legislation that they've passed that they want. What has it done for the American people? Hasn't done anything. Every single one of their signature legislations that Biden crowed about hurt the American people. The Inflation Reduction Act? Seriously? All it did was spike inflation and once again provide money to their political benefactors through either tax cuts or grants. You know, he still hasn't come off the green energy thing. And right now, even the automakers are saying, you know, Joe, we endorsed you, but you got to stop talking about EVs because it's putting us in the poorhouse.
Right.
And nobody talks about the weight of these cars on the roads. If everybody went to EVs, the roads would be destroyed. We would have to have so much money put into infrastructure just for roadways because of the weight of these vehicles on the highways and the streets that it almost negates the savings. And then don't get me started about the many almost equal, if not more, amount of scientists that are questioning man-made climate change right now. So if you are sitting there, you know, thinking that Joe Biden's doing the Earth a great gift by pushing everybody to EVs by 2030, 2035, the auto industry disagrees with you.
Well, exactly right. And then also, of course, too, you talk about weight. You know, I saw something the other day that, you know, some of these barriers that exist on highways and freeways and so forth, they're not able to stand up if one of these things runs headlong into them. I mean, much less another car, you know, that's not an EV.
Can you imagine one of those little Echoes?
Yeah.
You know, getting hit by a luxury sedan with the heavy lithium battery in it? I know I can. You know, just having one car smash into another and having to pick people out of it for a career, for a long time, that wasn't fun. But these things, it's like a compact semi-truck hitting a Pinto.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you've got all the safety measures that are on our highways, the barrels, the safety rails, not set up for that kind of weight. You know, this was not thought through, and that seems to be a signature event with people who call themselves progressives but who are really neo-fascists. They never think things through. Does it sound good? Will it get votes? Do you think we can get a bunch of people just to go, yeah, that sounds good, and vote for us? Then let's do it. Yeah, but it's going to cause the earth to split in two. Well, we didn't think of that.
Well, exactly. And then also, you know, it's also about control. I'm glad you mentioned that term neo-fascist because, you know, the whole point sometimes is to make sure that you're just controlling not only just the narrative, but what people are able to do, you know, and the kinds of products they can buy.
And that is the only goal that leftist Democrats have in mind is control and the retention of power. That's why I said in the first segment they've become the party of so what.
Yeah.
That's actually the premise of the lead piece over at undergroundusa.com. So what? It doesn't matter what the subject is. It's like that's going to hurt the United States. Eh, so what? We get to keep power. We get to keep power and influence, and we get to keep enriching ourselves. So what?
And if you say something against that, well, then you're anti-Earth, right? You're anti-whatever that, you know, you just want, you know, to have a terrible environment or stuff like that.
You're a racist, you're a bigot, you're a xenophobe, you are any number of phobes. You know, they've got a corner on the market for creating words that end in phobe.
Right.
You know, it's all about you being bad if you don't agree with me. They can't tolerate another viewpoint. If you're not marching lockstep like a nice little Nazi, then you are a bigot, a xenophobe, a phobe, 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 phobe. And you must be silenced and or removed. You know, remember what Reich said after the last election. We may have to reprogram these people.
Yeah, he's serious, I'm sure. Yeah.
He was stone cold serious. So, and Hillary Clinton echoed his remark. These Trumpers, we may have to reprogram them. That's the tolerance of the Democrat Party and their hierarchy. And if you're still voting D because you think it's your dad's Democrat Party still, you gotta wake up.
Oh yeah. It's gone completely. Exactly right. Well, Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, and go over there and check out that article he was mentioning. Also, author of the book Nullification, Frank, we're going to talk to you again on Friday, my friend. Hope that you have a great week.
Stay low, my friend.
Thanks. Take care. All right, Frank Salvato, everybody. And, folks, we are going to come right back. We're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, host of the Sports Zone, and we got some sports news to talk about. I got a great question for Patrick, by the way, so stick around, folks. We are coming right back.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
So, you know, people ask me, what do I think about Shohei Ohtani having moved, of course, gone to the Dodgers away from our Angels? Well, you know, I guess that's c'est la vie on that one. But we'll see what happens when the Freeway Series comes back around. It'll be interesting to see him playing again in Angel Stadium, but this time in a Dodger uniform. But as I said, I guess that's life. All right. Well, it's time now, folks. By the way, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And by the way, it's time again to speak with Patrick Hyland. We got him lined up here on the telephone line. Patrick Hyland, who is host of the Sports Zone right here on AM 860 The Answer. You can hear him on Sundays from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern Time. He's also the insurance quarterback. He'll tell us about that as well as we go through this segment. But once again, welcome, Patrick, and happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday, Tom. Hopefully everybody had a wonderful weekend. A lot of fun up in Atlanta, Georgia. Photo finish there at NASCAR.
Yep.
Oh. And you're looking at Daniel Suarez. He won it, man. Number 99, old Warren Sapp's number here in Tampa Bay Buccaneer history. Chevy, you know, did it up nice, but it was a three-way photo finish. Unbelievable. Kyle Busch came in third, matter of fact.
Yeah.
Number eight. So, exciting, cool race. A lot of people enjoyed it. Atlanta Motor Speedway, it was great. So, it's nice to see a good, solid finish, not like the Daytona a couple weeks ago. So I'm glad about that. So
people
are also, and that's what it's all about, just enjoying it and seeing, you know, what's happening. A lot of things happened in football, Cal, with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers for all our people, you know, listening here on 820 and 930 down in Sarasota. They've got a bump in the salary cap this year, so it looks like they're going to be able to really keep Mayfield, Evans, Winfield. Might have to trade a one or two guys or make some cap space, but Baker Mayfield said it perfectly. He goes, I'll take a cut and pay to keep Mike Evans. So, you know, those two want to play together again today and for the next couple of years, I'm sure. I'm pretty excited for all the Tampa Bay fans out there. So
very cool. Well, you know, Patrick, I was just telling the listeners the end of last segment, I had a great question for you, and I wanted to ask you about this. They're looking to change the kickoff rules, perhaps, for the NFL. And make it look a little more like the XFL or something.
Yeah, I think they need to do something, Kyle. The problem is that's where the most concussions occurs on the kickoff. But now these guys are just kicking the ball out of the end zone. So it's just a waste of time. You have two options. Put the ball at the 25 and say first and 10 and no more kickoffs. Unless you want to say, look, you know, at the end of the game, we're going to try an onside kick. And they need to go back to the old onside kick way. So at least you really had a chance to get it. Now you really don't. So there's a few things I think they need to tweak. I hope they get it right. You mentioned XFL. They want to have the guys, you know, way downfield. Then the guy kick it off. Then when the ball's caught, then they start the play. I mean, that's an option. You know, that would stop the concussions of guys running 4.5 40s at 250 pounds, getting ready to launch themselves at you. That's how the danger occurs, Scott.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why they're trying to change it, and they should. But I would have no objection if they just put the ball at the 25 and said first and 10, let's go. I just, I believe punting needs to be a part of the game, and obviously field goals. Matter of fact, I wouldn't object if they took extra points out of the mix and just said, hey, we're going to make it 7 points for touchdowns. If you want to go for two, we'll put the ball at the 2.5 and you punch it in for the two, or it's 7-0 to start the, you know, when you score. So,
interesting.
I don't know if that would be bad. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I said interesting. Exactly. That, nothing is sacrosanct in that regard, but it also, I think they're trying to make, the ultimate goal would be to make the game more entertaining, but also, as you mentioned, a little safer as well. Do you think people, just want to see like a spectacular, kickoff return? Like, he catches it at the 10 and just runs it, 90 yards back, that kind of thing.
Well, back in the day, you would see a few of those a season. Now, you might get one a season, if at all. So, what are we doing? Kyle would be the, and why am I going to let a mixed extra point dictate the outcome of a game? That to me doesn't make sense either. Okay. Field goal, okay. They moved it to where you kick it and make a 32 yard extra point, so it's more of a challenge, but, I just don't like that part of the game. That's my opinion. Some people agree with me and some don't. That's what makes sports and opinions and fans the way they are, I've come up with a lot of things, Kyle, and it takes 5 to 10 years before they happen. When it comes to fantasy football, I've made suggestions and they've implemented them, but it takes time. People don't want to change. And that's the funny thing about human nature, where I'm open-minded to change. If you can make it sense. Old saying Joe Weaver and I have, if it doesn't make sense, it's not going to make dollars. So there you go. And it's just the way, you look at life and how you want to move forward and do things. So, I'm curious. Great question. I'm curious to see what's going to happen with that. The one thing about the NFL that I like, they are trying to make changes every baseball. Was tremendous what they did last year by speeding up the game with the pitch clock.
Oh, yeah.
People go and sit there for 3 hours to watch a guy look at the third base coach with nobody on base, get in the box and hit, man. Or tug on your shirt and your helmet and your gloves for 30 seconds. Get in the box and hit. So, you know, on a pitcher stepping off and waving off the catcher. No, no. I love it. And I think it's going to be great for the new generation because they're going to want to go to the games, hang out for a couple hours with their friends, and it's going to keep baseball going. And I heard you when I was waiting to come on about Ohtani. It is going to be interesting to see him in a different uniform, Kyle. You said it perfectly. And then when he does go back to, you know, Angel Stadium, how things are going to be perceived.
Yeah.
He did a business decision, and that was all the man for that. It's just crazy, though, what it's become. It's $1 billion for two players. You know, we talked about it last week, $250,000 for Sandy Koufax and Don Drysdale. So we're talking 60 years later, from $250,000 to $1 billion.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Obviously, the money's there somewhere, Cal, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, but yeah, how things have changed. You're right about that.
You know, well, you know, you talk a lot about the political aspects of life and how things happen financially in this world with the show, and that's awesome. But you know, I want people. I love sports as much as anybody, and I love talking about it. And a lot of people follow it, but we also need to follow about what's going on in our world and our country. And I like that. You know, you do this show for that purpose because it's very important. Especially, you know, I love the young kids getting back into baseball and loving sports, but also realize what's going on in your country. I prefer, you know, here in Tampa Bay, your city councilman and the governor versus who's the third base man for the Tampa Bay Rays. That's one thing I will say. You know, it's great to know who he is, but also know who those guys are, too. That's what makes the country great. Don't get distracted by what's, you know, ancillary in this world. Get focused on what you can control and how you can help out your community. And I just believe in that wholeheartedly. And this is part of what I do in my business, with helping people out with their financial services as well as their insurances, just to make sure they're on the right track for a healthy, happy life and to pass it down to generations and to make sure tax ramifications don't get to you. There's just so many things you have to be aware of out there that, you know, You need expertise in it, and I'd like to provide that for you. I've been doing it for over 30 years, so anybody listening, I can be of help to you if you give me an opportunity. No matter what, after we finish talking, you'll have peace of mind to realize you're in a good position or I put you in a better position. Either way, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. So love to hear from anybody listening out there. How I can be of assistance, give me a call at 813-966-1052. That's 813-966-1052, and let's have a chat, see what you're trying to accomplish in your life, see what you need help with in the maze of insurances and financial services, and I bet I can save you some money and help you out and get you on the right track. You got to have a plan. It's not that you don't want to fail, it's you fail to plan. So, again, Patrick Highland, 813-966-1052. Kyle Warren, God bless you and everybody listening. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you Wednesday morning, sir.
Thanks. God bless, Patrick. Take care. We'll talk soon. All right, Patrick Highland, everybody. Host of the Sports Zone and the Insurance Quarterback. Folks, it's been great. We're going to talk to you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.